Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. You can hear 16 years worth of teaching from God's Word at thegodschool.com. I say that because this is the 16th anniversary. We are entering into the 17th year of opportunity for declaring God's word without the traditions of men, which Jesus said makes void or of no effect the word of God. I'm not finished with the message of the joy of faith. There is that component, that part of this journey of faith, which does have the note of joy. And so I'm continuing. I want y'all to open your Bibles to the 8th chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Let's read a little bit. It says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one into the street which was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel." Now, they're talking about here the day of the Feast of Tabernacles. It says, as we go on, "He read therein before the street," that was before the water gate, "from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law." Now, what's being described here, give you some historical context. This is a time when the Jews had returned to Jerusalem from captivity in Babylon. Ezra the scribe, he's the one responsible for the accumulation of all the Old Testament books after that 70-year captivity. And what transpired during that captivity is, for all intent and purposes, the loss of the Hebrew language. The people were, for the most part, not speaking Hebrew anymore, but Aramaic, which is a form of Western Persian and Hebrew. It says, in the 5th verse, "And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up from morning to midday." "And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads, and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground." Now, it talks about all these men gathered around Ezra as he's reading. And the eighth verse says, so they read in the book of the law distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. Now, this is my interpretation of what's being said here. They, at the beginning, had a religious gathering. That is ceremonial. That is, this is the way we ought to do it. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. But the people didn't understand because Ezra read in the Hebrew. And so he had all these men give interpretation in Aramaic. And this is the first time that we find the word of the Lord in a language other than Hebrew. So they, that is those who were gathered around, read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave sense and caused them to understand the reading. And we go on and read, and there's instructions given. And it says in the 10th verse, then he said, go your way, Feast of Tabernacles. He said, go your way. Eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto you, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it says in the 12th verse, and all the people went their way to eat and to drink. And, you know, they're talking about drinking alcoholic wine here, folks. And to send portions and to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Now, this is a translation, folks. And this word that the translators write, and to make great mirth, it's the same word, joy. The most often interpretation of this Hebrew word is joy. And why? Because they understood. Joy comes with understanding. And when you understand, it cannot be taken away. We said last week in the Romans letter in the 14th chapter, 17th verse, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the 15th chapter, Paul goes on to say, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in faithing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit. Now, in this journey of faith, I want to bring more of God's word to, as Paul said in the Philippian letter, for the furtherance of your faith and understanding, that joy may become part and parcel of your journey of faith. Faith, a gift of God to those whom he has called. Now, the start of this journey of faith starts with the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, if you can comprehend and if you can grasp with your mind that miracle of God in raising that crucified body of Jesus, in raising it from the dead, we have reports in the gospel that he came through that stone, through that locked door, appeared unto his apostles, spent 40 days with him, and was lifted up to heaven. And every account of the resurrection says, whom God raised up. And this Christian faith proclaims that for this faith, God has put us in Christ. Paul tells us that 77 times in the New Testament, and not only puts us in Christ, but puts the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit in us. This is that which we have in common with Jesus. So now I want to speak of him to whom we have this wonderful relationship. It says, the opening of the Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Logos is that word that John pulls out of that Greek language, which describes one who could tell us all we need to know about God. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the literal would read, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. That is the Logos, that is Jesus. And without him was not anything made that was made. I'm doing some translation here from ancient scriptures, not King James, and in him is life. And the life was the light of men. It goes on to say, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. Now, I went to a website I use often in attempting to dig as deep as I can into the Word. That is thebiblehub.com. And in the translation from the Greek, and it doesn't always make for perfect English, but I want to give you the literal. It says in the 12th verse, as many as received him, he gave, for his own sake, he gave them authority children of God to be to those faithing, and that in the grammar, that word pistuantos is in the dative case, that means something that is being done to these children of God from outside of themselves. So let's go read it again. As many as received him, he gave them authority, children of God, to be to those faithing in the name of him. That is Jesus. 13th verse, again, literal, it says, King James reads, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The literal reads, who, those having received him, to whom he gave authority, children of God, what a wonderful reason to have joy. I'm speaking to children of God who, not literal, who not of blood, nor of will of flesh, nor of will of man, but of God were born. This is not coming out of that female canal. This is a new birth wherein we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. It is reason enough. I don't care what the circumstance is that we might find ourselves in. It is reason enough to joy, to have this joy of faith. Even that being a gift of God. Now, we have multiplied verses of Scripture that speak of joy. We have the testimony of the Apostle Peter, of whom there is no historical record that he ever set one foot in Rome. That's a tradition of man. And Peter, in his first epistle, he writes, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to strangers gathered throughout Pontus and Galatia and Cappadocia, Asia and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit. It simply means, you know, separation something that is designed to exist for God's purposes. Unto obedience that is running to the Word of God, obedecere, that is two words in the Latin, ob means to run, decere to the sayer, and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ. It's not some ceremony where blood is sprinkled on you. It is that which is the life of Jesus. In the book of Acts, it says, in whom we live and move and have our being, in the life of Jesus, grace, unmerited favor unto you, and peace be multiplied. Fulfilled is a better translation. Blessed be the God. I've said this, I've given you the right translation oft times, but let it be repeated. This is a name of God. Eulogesis, the good speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. Remember what I said, born of God unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What comes along with this? It is to an inheritance, uncorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us who are kept, guarded. And that's not like a prison guard. It's, you know, the psalmist says, thou art a shield about us. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We're not there yet, folks. This all that comes along with being in Christ and having the life of Christ in us is not all manifested yet. Nevertheless, it is still promised to us of God, who is faithful, who does what he says he will do, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice. And this word is in the middle voice, and the instruction is, rejoice for your own sake. Rejoice in the operation and power of God and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, through trials. Though now for a season. Seasons change, folks. Blessed men go through valleys of weeping, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried in the fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet faithing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Joy, folks, comes with understanding. And this relationship that God has chose for his children is one that is in operation by faith. That is, grabbing hold of the promises of God. And with understanding, that's part of my job, the furtherance of your faith, to understand or cause to understand this joyous relationship that God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ has called us into as children of God. As we said last week, Paul, in that letter to the Philippians, tells us, you know, I've learned to abound. And I've learned to be abased. I've been high. I've been low. And whatever. And that it says whithersoever. That's added by the translators. Paul's telling you it doesn't matter what your present circumstances are. He says to learn to be content. And this is contentment is from God. And I would that all God's children would in all circumstance remember and have part of your journey of faith the joy of the Lord. This is the beginning of our 17th year here, and as I was taught for 30 years, this most wonderful statement of faith, we made it through 2023. And my hope is that we all do it with the joy of faith. And that's the God School for today.